of the students, teachers, directors of our six Northern California schools, we'd like to welcome you today to our sacred concert. The students have been here since about 9:30 this morning preparing for our concert, and I think are very excited to be able to give God the glory with their songs of praise. In the book of Psalms, chapter 115, verse 1, we hear the words, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and faithfulness." And with those words in mind, our concert this afternoon has a theme, "To God be the glory." And as we are in the season of Lent, we really are focusing on the suffering and death of our Lord and Savior. And today, with the knowledge that we have a risen Savior, we give glory to him for everything that he has done for us. So with that in mind, we will join together in our first opening hymn. Please take note of the choir verses, the congregational participation, as well as later in the service, there are two other songs that the congregation is invited to participate in. Just following in your program, you will see those written notes. With that, we begin with the thought of "To God be the glory." Thank you.
God certainly has done great things and continues to do great things, as Psalm 95 proclaims.
For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land.
To God be the glory for his glorious creation.
Just as we give God the glory for everything he's created, we also thank and praise him for revealing himself to us through his word. As Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. It is through this word that we have come to believe in God. To God be the glory for his unchanging word.
Through God's word, he shares with us his glorious gospel message. Although we are sinners and deserve nothing but punishment, out of his grace and mercy, he redeemed us. Galatians 4 tells us, "But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. To God be the glory for sending the promised Savior."
Thank you. Jesus came to this world to be our Savior. As our Savior, he would suffer and die on the cross. Philippians 2 tells us that Jesus made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. To God be the glory for our crucified Savior.
If Jesus had simply died on the cross and stayed in the grave, how hopeless our lives would be. However, Jesus overcame death in the grave and rose to life so we may live. 1 Corinthians 15 declares his victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. To God be the glory for the risen Savior.
Thank you. Not only has Jesus redeemed us and saved us, he also promises to be with us and care for us every day of our lives. Psalm 145 promises, "The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. To God be the glory for taking care of us."
Thank you.
When we consider all that God has done and continues to do for us, we are filled with a desire to tell others about his wonderful love. Jesus himself tells us in Matthew 28, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, for I am with you always to the very end of the age. To God be the glory as we share his word."
Faithful Father, Son, and Spirit, we all know people who do not know you. We know their future is eternal damnation. We know what we should be doing about it, but we are afraid. Our desire to tell others that you have rescued them from hell is often overshadowed by doubt. So when we hesitate, increase our courage. When we feel inadequate, build our confidence.
You will equip us with every good thing that we need, and we know that it is your power which enables us to act. We do believe. Help us overcome our unbelief and use us, Lord.
Use us, Lord.
As we go our separate ways, may we continue to give God the glory throughout our lives. And as Paul spoke to the Corinthians, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Once again, we'd like to thank everyone for attending our sacred concert. On behalf of everyone here, I would like to show our appreciation, first of all, for Mr. John Pasbrig, who flew in from Arizona to be with us today, to work with our students, to encourage them to use their voices as just another way to spread and share God's word. So with a round of applause, let's say thank you to Mr. Pastor. I'd also like to take this opportunity definitely to thank all of our students for being here today to learn more about singing and being so excited about using their voices to worship our Lord and Savior. Thank you to them as well. Just a couple other closing announcements. There has been a videotape of this made. DVDs are available for purchase. There is a gold, mine is folded up, but a gold order form on a back table in the entryway. If you would so like to purchase one, please just take this, fill out your name, and return it. It costs $5 to St. Mark's, and once they are prepared, they will ship them, mail them to your homes. Finally, parents, we'd ask that you would meet your children in each school has been designated a homeroom. Please meet your children down there to just have an organized way of getting together with your children. If you're not sure where your children are located, also in the back on the table is a little map that shows where all of the students are located. As we all go our separate ways today, once again, keep in mind that as we are in the season of Lent, as we focus our thoughts and minds on the suffering of our Lord and Savior, that there is the wonderful message that comes at the end of all of his suffering, knowing that we have been saved from all the wrongdoing that we have done, that we have a risen and glorified Savior. So to him be the glory for all that he's done for us. Thank you for joining us today.